In 2017, I was blessed with the opportunity to go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, where Father Beau Charbonnet, Deacon Jerry Martinez, my wife Rosalyn, and 26 other pilgrims. For 12 days, we had the opportunity to virtually recreate the life of Jesus by going to all the places that he'd been in Israel. We started out in Bethlehem, the place of his birth. Then we went to Nazareth, where he was a child and a teenager, and he worked as a carpenter. Then we went all around Israel. We started out in Galilee in the north, rode a boat on the Sea of Galilee. We went to Samaria and then to the south to Judea. And on our last couple of days there, we went to Jerusalem, where we saw the site of the Last Supper, the site of our Lord's passion and crucifixion. Along the way, we stopped at the Jordan River to go to the site where Jesus was baptized. And Father Beau symbolically baptized all of us who were on the pilgrimage that day. Ironically, across the Jordan River was the country of Jordan, and there were a couple of armed guards with machine guns right across the way from where we were. It was a little bit alarming while Father Beau was baptizing everybody with these men there. But it was so cool to be at the place where the Holy Trinity was, to be with the Holy Spirit and where God was, where Jesus was baptized. For Matthew's Gospel Day, we learn about the baptism of Jesus by his cousin John the Baptist, in the presence of the Holy Trinity that day, and the importance of our duty to produce good fruit as baptized Catholics. By way of context for today's Gospel, as we begin the study of Matthew in this new liturgical year, we learn about one of the best-known preachers in the Bible, and that's John the Baptist. He lived in the desert of Judea, living off of locusts and wild honey. His primary focus in preaching was for people to repent, for the kingdom of God of heaven was at hand. He told the people to produce good fruit as evidence of their repentance. All Judea and the whole region were going out to John to be baptized in the Jordan River. At age 30, Jesus humbled himself like many others of the time to be baptized by his cousin John in the Jordan River. He stood in line that day behind those who arrived before him. Our Lord was obedient to his Father God's plan to begin his public ministry in the presence of the Holy Trinity. During the baptism, the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove, and God spoke from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." That let everybody know that Jesus was the Messiah. Imagine the spiritual game-changing experience that day for all those who were present to witness the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus and God speaking from the heavens, like saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." The baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist fulfilled Old Testament prophecies, especially from Isaiah and Malachi. It's really cool to understand the prophecies from these great prophets as it relates to the baptism of Jesus. John preached to the people before Jesus came for his baptism, saying these words, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, and prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths into our hearts." Isaiah had prophesied in the time window of 700 BC in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, these words, "A voice in the wilderness will say, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for God." And the prophet Malachi made the same prophecy in the time window of 430 BC in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Everyone at Mass today who had been baptized had a similar experience of Jesus in the Jordan River on the day of our each individual baptisms. We humbled ourselves to be baptized by a priest or a deacon. The Holy Spirit was present that day for each one of us. We all experienced the effects of baptism on our souls. It was new birth in the Holy Spirit for us, purification from sin, especially original sin. We became an adopted son or daughter of God, and we became members of the Catholic Church. And by our individual baptism, it is our duty, as John the Baptist taught us, to produce good fruit in our daily lives. And as the Baptist tells us, this begins with repentance for our sins. As we begin the new year, why not stop in church a half hour early before Mass and partake of the sacrament of confession? During this half hour, spend a few minutes identifying your sins, then confess them to a priest. He will likely give you a light penance of saying only a few prayers. The experience of the sacrament of penance will jumpstart your new year with great spiritual joy and enthusiasm. And producing good fruit in the new year, as the Baptist tells us, continues with how we conduct ourselves. We are to conduct ourselves as a catalyst for our Lord. And think about these things that we can do in this new year. Being humble of heart, no longer proud or arrogant. Avoiding the temptation of sinful conduct. Taking good care of ourselves physically, spiritually, and mentally. Always adding value in everything that we do every day. And being a spiritual booster shot to all of those around us. In the last line of today's gospel, God tells everyone at the Jordan River these words: "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." As we begin 2026 in earnest, please work diligently each day to produce good fruit, so God will say to each one of us, "With you I am well pleased."